Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it is Monday, August 6th. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams sitting in today for Alex, who will be joining us by phone in roughly 30 minutes. Obviously, things are going crazy in the world of liberty. This shooting at the Milwaukee Sikh Temple is obviously a staged event. And we're going to break it down for you right here on the Alex Jones Show for the next 3 hours. And I want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to be taking calls and actually opening up the phones and specifically asking for calls from law enforcement who may have firsthand knowledge of whether there were drills. In fact, according to the news that's coming out, Paul Watson is going to be posting a story in just a few minutes on Infowars.com that talks about the drills behind this. So if you're a law enforcement officer, a peace officer, call us at 800-259-9231, and we'll get you on the air in about 15 minutes or so. Between now and then, we're going to be breaking down this story. Alex Jones will be joining us at the bottom of this hour with a call-in of his analysis of breaking down the situation. In addition, he just posted a roughly two-minute video. The latest update has just been posted on the Real Alex Jones channel on YouTube.com. We've got all of that and much more coming up. There are similarities between this and the Aurora, Colorado shooting. We're going to be going over those similarities. I mean, look, folks, look, this guy, this shooter, Wade Michael Page, where did he get his training? Psychological operations officer at the U.S. Army base in Fort Bragg. Come on, people, come on. I mean, how more obvious does it need to get? We've got an eyewitness saying that there were four shooters, four men dressed in, I think he describes black clothing, probably tactical gear, four men who were involved in the shooting. That's from an eyewitness, and we're going to play that video just in a few minutes for you. This smacks of a setup, of a staged event for the same agenda as the Aurora, Colorado shooting, excuse me, which is to, of course, blame the Second Amendment, which is to demonize veterans. Again, this shooter, Michael Wade Page, was a U.S. Army veteran. To demonize patriots and to call for the complete disarmament of the American public. So that's what's going on. Major breaking news. We're going to be breaking it down. But in addition to that, we're going to cover some other topics here. A huge expose has just been published about the Susan G. Komen organization and their deceptions. The British Medical Journal has published an article by two scientists who accuse Komen, the Komen Group, Komen for the Cure, of running deceptive ads and tricking women into getting mammograms that have dubious benefits. In fact, the benefits have been greatly exaggerated and they may harm more women than they help. So we're going to be breaking down that story in more detail here. Also, malicious lies about bottled water. They want to add fluoride to all of your bottled water now by saying that bottled water harms your teeth because it doesn't have fluoride in it. Can you believe that? It's a full-on assault in America today on your brain, on your mind. It's all psychological operations. It's all mind control. It's all deception. It's all theater. They want you fluoridated. They want you dumbed down. They want you disinformed. And we are here at InfoWars to combat all of that in the information war with accurate information, with intelligent analysis, with the real story of what's going on in our world, the story that you won't get anywhere else in any media. So that's why you got to stay tuned in here on the Alex Jones Show. We've got just about a minute left before we go to break here, and then we're going to come back and really start digging into this. There's also more news. There's been a raid on a farm in Canada with a farmer there, Michael Schmidt. We're going to have him on the show in another hour or so. Obama's campaign website has been caught selling hemp, even though hemp is illegal to grow in America. All that and much more straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show, so stay with us. That hardcore breakdown coming straight ahead. Stay with us.
Alex. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it is Monday, August 6th, 2012. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. Alex will be joining us by phone for his update on the Sikh shooting. And thank you for joining us. For the next 3 hours, we're going to be breaking down the details of this shooting, which is an obvious psychological operation, a PSYOP. It's obviously a staged event. But we've got some other news to cover as well. There's breaking news in the world of cancer fraud and attacks on bottled water, how they're trying to fluoridate the population. There's been a raid in Canada. We're going to hit those later on. But first, let's break down the shooting situation in Milwaukee. Number one, this is a thing to keep in mind. Oh, and by the way, the phones are opened up right now for law enforcement, peace officers who may have knowledge of any drills that took place in Milwaukee before this shooting. So call us at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The phones are open right now. And we're asking for law enforcement or those with specific knowledge of drills that were taking place there, because that's the MO here. They scheduled drills and then they ran the drill, and peace officers who had no idea that this was going to be a live shooting took part in the drills, and then they showed up. Turns out we have a witness who says they saw four men conducting the shooting. Not the lone gunman, that's now being put out there by the media, but four men, and we're going to play that audio, that actually that video with that witness for you in just a minute. Plus, Alex Jones has posted a two-minute video on YouTube, and we're going to be playing that for you here in just a few minutes. It's the latest update, the latest analysis of the situation. But let's get down to the basics. Number one, it's on, people. It is on. The rollout of planned violence is underway in America. It's only been, a couple of weeks since the Aurora, Colorado shooting? And that was obviously a staged event. This is another staged event. The shooter, Wade Michael Page, was an E-4 psychological operations specialist with the U.S. Army, trained in Fort Bragg. He received the Army Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, the Army Good Conduct Award, the National Defense Service Medal, the Humanitarian Service Medal, and the Parachutist Badge. This guy was a highly trained psychological operations specialist. Now, what does that have to do with the agenda here? Think about it. Aurora, Colorado, mind control research, U.S. government-funded research, NIH grant money to James Holmes, that shooter, who was an expert in mind control. Time shifts, temporal shifting, changing perception. Well, and this guy, Michael Wade Page, an expert in PSYOP. The whole thing was a PSYOP. The whole shooting was a PSYOP, except he probably didn't realize he was going to be the patsy. You see, they never know if they're going to be the patsy. It's like if you sit down at a game of poker and you don't know who the mark is, you're the mark, right? This guy probably was taking part in what he thought was going to be a psychological operation. This is just conjecture at this point, this statement. And then he ended up being the patsy and ended up being shot. That's the other thing that these shootings have in common. They always leave somebody behind to get shot or get arrested. And in the case of James Holmes, drugged into oblivion so they can't talk. All right, now we are expecting in the next few minutes an article by Paul Watson to be posted on Infowars.com, so watch for that. Refresh that website every couple of minutes to get that information. Drudge Report is also, of course, covering this breaking news as it's coming out, and we've got more analysis coming up for you right here on the Alex Jones Show. Now, as far as we know right now, this shooting was done with a semi-automatic pistol, a 9mm pistol. Now, there is an effort underway out there in the liberal media, especially, to try to confuse people about what is an automatic weapon versus a semi-automatic weapon. They're trying to get people to think that, you could just go out and buy an automatic weapon. No, you can't. Not legally. They're hard to get. They're very, very expensive. You want a fully automatic weapon, you have to pay a tax stamp, you have to get approval from the ATF, and you have to pay anywhere from, let's say, $12,000 to about $60,000 to buy a full auto weapon. Almost nobody can get those. Nobody's got that kind of money. The weapons that are available today for armed legal citizens to purchase are semi-automatic, which means you pull the trigger once for each round that goes out the barrel. Semi-automatic. But that's what they're going after now. That's part of the agenda here, is to try to outlaw semi-automatic weapons like they did in Australia, to make everybody turn in your weapons, to disarm the entire public. And unbelievably, even conservative talk show hosts have been on board pushing for this disarmament of the American public. Not telling people what really happens in those cases. Once the public is disarmed, then the mass murder begins. Then the genocide begins. This is what has happened throughout human history. And to help explain that, I've got a video coming out here. We're going to show this later on, probably in the third hour too, that talks about how your doctor is 6,200% more likely to kill you than a crazed homicidal shooter is anyway. So you got to get your head around the real risk assessment here. The odds of being killed by a crazy homicidal shooter are so low in America. They're infinitesimally small. You have a greater risk of being killed by a bee sting, literally, statistically speaking. All right, now, this article by Paul Joseph Watson has just been posted. It's red-linked on Infowars.com. Go there now. Check out this article. Here's the title. Sikh Temple Shooter was an Army Psychological Operations. Batman Shooter James Holmes also connected to Army Psychiatrists. Now, I'm just seeing this for the first time, but let me highlight it for you as best we can in real time right here. And then we're going to go to the video of the witness who saw the shooter. So get that queued up, guys, who said there were four shooters. Here's the article by Paul Joseph Watson. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but let me give you the highlights. Following the pattern of numerous other mass shooters, the accused gunman behind yesterday's massacre at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin worked in psychological operations while he was with the U.S. Army. He has similarities to accused Colorado shooter James Holmes, who was treated by University of Colorado psychiatrist Dr. Lynn Fenton, a former U.S. Air Force doctor. Questions have already been asked about what drugs Holmes was on, such as Paxil, Zoloft, or Prozac, which have been proven to induce violent tendencies in some people. Virtually all of the well-known mass shooting cases over the last 20 years were carried out by individuals who had been prescribed drugs by psychiatrists. So this is another link. Is there a psychiatry drug behind this shooting, as there have been with so many other shootings? Now, here's the big breaking news right here. The chairman of the temple that was targeted in this shooting says, quote, "There were a few suspicious men were seen on temple premises before the shooting, suggesting the involvement of more than one person." And again, this confirms the witness, and let's run that video now, the witness who saw four shooters or four men involved in the shooting raid. Go ahead and run that video right now.
We have our temple service every Sunday. Starts around 10, 10:30, and usually goes in the afternoon. And around 10, between 10 and 10:30, four white males who were dressed darkly, dressed in all black clothing, came in and opened fire on the on our congregation. And from what I'm told, about 20 to 25 people have been hit. And my uncle was one of them. He's been taken to the hospital. I don't know how many others have been taken to the hospital. But basically, there are people hiding in there right now, or there were. I don't know how many hostages left. One of the gunmen is down, so there's three left. And we're just praying that everyone gets out safely and they're able to capture these gunmen. Ideally, bring them to justice.
All right, yeah, that's good right there. So that audio was not great, but if I heard it correctly, he said there were four white males that came in and started shooting. And that was an Associated Press video, by the way. That wasn't just somebody with a webcam there or a phone cam. Associated Press video. So look, you know, one thing that strikes me, and by the way, phones are open. We're going to go to calls here in a second. One thing that strikes me as odd, that guy seemed really, really calm. Now, I'm not saying he's not who he says he is. Maybe he's had some emergency training, or he's seen combat before, or he's an EMT or something. But one of the weird things about all these shootings is that a lot of the witnesses that talk to the news, they are eerily calm. They're not running around panicked like most everyday people would be. It's like they've dealt with combat before, and then they suddenly show up talking to the cameras and witnesses. Again, I'm not saying that guy isn't who he says he is, but as we're piecing this story together, you have to start red flagging things that seem strange, things that don't add up. Now, we want to pursue this lead about the chairman of the temple stating that there were a few suspicious men seen on the temple premises. We want to follow this lead about the four men carrying out the attack and why the mainstream media has now gone to the lone gunman theory. Sound familiar? They always do that. JFK shooting and everything else, instead of the four men carrying out the attack, as was described by a witness. And we also want to follow up on the drill aspect of this. So with that said, I want to go to some calls right now. We've got a police officer, Anonymous, in California. You're on the air on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead. What do you think about all this?
Well, I'd like to see more evidence. In law enforcement, we would look to the security cameras that are, supposed to be there for incidents like this, and then we could kind of rule out a lot of speculation.
Yeah, that's a great point. But as often happens in these cases, the security footage gets seized. I mean, look at 9/11, all the video camera footage from there. It all seized and went into the memory hole. It all disappeared. Have you heard anything about drills like this? We only have a few seconds, but go ahead, your comments.
Well, first off, the shooter was less than honorably discharged, and he was demoted. So he wasn't really a ball player with the military.
All right, good point. Less than honorably discharged, but he was awarded all kinds of medals, which is interesting. We'll get into more background as we return. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It is frustrating to have to deal with this rollout of tyranny in America and then to hear it called domestic terrorism. How can they call it domestic terrorism? You know, just a random act of violence, even if there were no false flag behind it, even if it were seriously just a psychotic shooter on psychiatric drugs that was a random act of violence, that's not terrorism. That's just a random act of violence. To be domestic terrorism, it has to be violence that is used to achieve a specific agenda. So then, it is terrorism once you understand the false flag behind it. It is, in essence, agenda-driven terrorism against the people, against our liberties, against our freedoms. But for the mainstream media to call it terrorism and say it's a white supremacist or it's a veteran committing terrorism, that is completely false, even just basic under the basic definitions of logic. It's not – every bad act isn't terrorism. So – anyway, Alex Jones has just posted a video on YouTube. We're going to go to that right now. It's about 2 minutes long. Run that video for his analysis.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with breaking information. I knew it. It's always the same. The supposed shooter who's conveniently been killed, notice the police showed up in mass in just minutes with their armored war wagons, was an Army Psychological Operations Specialist or PSYOP Specialist. That's the LA Times. They're always doing shooting drills at Sikh temples because right-wing type folks always confuse them as what they think of as Central Asian Al-Qaeda types when they're not even Muslims. It's just amazing. And it's the timing of it, all the anti-gun legislation, the whole nine yards. You've got the chairman of the Sikh temple saying guys were casing it in the days before, weird guys. Multiple witnesses saying four men in black uniforms, multiple shooters, all of that being memory hold. You've got the Batman shooter on psychotropics under a top Air Force psychologist who was over the biggest Air Force base in the U.S. out in San Antonio, moves out there just to be over him. He told them everything he was going to do, but they stood down, just a drugged up patsy. You can either drug up the patsy as Operation Northwoods breaks down, or you kill him, like Lee Harvey Oswald. This is incredible. This is absolutely amazing that it's this sloppy. When you understand these things, take the 7/7 bombings that came out in Fox News and the London Telegraph that it was run by MI6 through this SWAT gentleman who was MI6. Look at that. Psychological Operations Specialist, Wade Michael Page. Wade Michael Page. This is amazing. Look for more of this. What was it, 6-7 years ago outside Fort Bragg, they were doing secret drills, and they tried to disarm police, Fort Bragg troops did, and got killed. You can look that up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the police or military, do not take part in these drills when they're small, because that's when they can set you up, and they will kill you, or they will electroshock therapy and drug you and have you roll out and say you did it. This is a PSYOP. The timing has certainly got Fast and Furious, another admitted stage false flag PSYOP, out of the news. Myself and Mike Adams will cover it all today, T-minus about 10 minutes, at Infowars.com with a three-hour syndicated radio transmission.
All right, the number one warning there from Alex is if you are a member of military or law enforcement, do not take part in these drills because you may end up being set up. You may end up being directed to actually take part in a shooting for a specific agenda, a political purpose. So, again, Alex Jones issuing a warning to military and law enforcement. He will also be joining us by phone in a few minutes. Right now we're going to go to a caller who says he lives down the street from the shooting. His name is Frank in Wisconsin. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I actually worked down the block. I was just over there, actually, and they got all blocked off. The news is everywhere. But, you know, there was a lady on the news when this happened, and they weren't saying really much of anything. She actually said there was a few people there that were doing the shooting, and they saw him drive off the car. And it's just weird.
Who is this woman? Who are you referring to?
She was involved with the church. It was on the local, I believe it was a local Fox channel or NBC, I'm not sure.
So but, you saw a video report of this woman saying that she saw multiple shooters who drove off?
Yeah, they said they saw them. They said they saw a few suspicious people there that day, and shooting went on, and then they saw the car drive away.
Wow. Okay. What did you see there? You say you worked near the location. Were you able to see firsthand anything about the response team, for example?
No, I wasn't working that day. I was at home. But I put a news right away as soon as I heard about it. They didn't say anything for like a whole day.
All right.
About who
we got to go to. We got to go to break, Frank. Thank you for your call, for your information. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more analysis coming straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GZN Radio Network.
All right, we are continuing here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for staying with us. We've got the detailed breakdown and analysis of the real story, at least as we are piecing it together. It's obviously developing, of the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin. And I've just been handed additional details on the shooter. The links to psychological operations get even deeper. This is thanks to analysis being conducted by InfoWars writers Kurt Nimmo and Paul Joseph Watson, who are hard at work digging into the history of the shooter. We've also got Alex Jones joining us now by phone with additional analysis. Is Alex coming through okay? All right, Alex. Hey, how you doing?
Mike, thank you for doing the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I came out with videos and said that it could be one of three things: a totally staged false flag event with a patsy they set up in a drill. The video is up at InfoWars.com, where I ask, is the Sikh temple shooting a staged false flag? I said, number two, it could be provocateur, white supremacist, idiot types that the FBI provocateurs and sets up. Or it could be a lone wolf, because we've seen a few of these attacks, thinking that the Sikhs, who aren't Muslims, by the way, look like the archetypal Central Asian Taliban type with their turbans. Now, as soon as it came out that he was Army PSYOP, everything fell into place. Just like we said with the Colorado shooter, Holmes. If he's under government psychiatrists with military connections, if he's giving government grants, if he had months where he was missing from family, if people report other shooters and people throwing smoke bombs, if there is a drill, if there is gun legislation that's key at the very time, which, of course, there was, then it enters the quadrant of a staged event, okay? And the reason we know this is Operation Northwoods, Pentagon document tells how to shoot people in U.S. cities and blame patsies. Operation Ajax did this. Operation Gladio was over 500 bombings and shootings in Europe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s carried out by NATO. In Europe, every time a political group got uppity, whether they were right-wing or communist, it didn't matter. They would blow up schools, shoot up buses, shoot up police stations, shoot up little kids walking home from school, blow up bus stations to blame their political enemies. I'm here to announce to everyone that this now has 99% confirmed it, as I've been saying the last 2 years, warning people. Top Democratic operatives in the Financial Times of London, but also in three different internal fundraisers, the last 2 years, to their donors. Mike, am I coming through good to you?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Good. Continuing here. This is a maximum import, ladies and gentlemen. They've sent out letters that even Fox News has covered saying, don't worry if Obama's down in the polls. There's going to be state shootings and bombings that are going to help Obama reconnect with the public, and they'll be blamed on our enemies. Now, they don't say they're going to do it. They're 1 millimeter. That's how dumb they think we are from saying they'll do it. They just say these attacks will happen. They will be blamed on our enemies. Obama will pose as a savior. Then Homeland Security says, prepare for veterans to start bombing and shooting and killing en masse. They are your new enemy. Forget Al-Qaeda. They're now the good guys. We're helping them fight Libya and Syria. Hail Al-Qaeda. They're helpful and loving. And, you know, forget the government got the underwear bomber on the plane. Or the Times Square guy was run by a lackey who was admitted Pentagon, Fox News, Associated Press. So, again, I'm just giving you a few of the thousands of data points I've got. I'm not exaggerating when I say thousands. Okay, now continuing here. I live this. Listen to me, police and military. This is so important. They are now going to flip Homeland Security against the American people. This is a mayday situation. Now that we've learned that this gentleman was an Army Psychological Warfare officer from the home of Army Psychological Warfare, they got one base in Florida, but the big one's in Fort Bragg. This is how these work. They have a drill. And the word is from all the trucks, the head of the school, the head of the church, the director, that there were all these weird men around, that the police were there in minutes. Multiple witnesses, not just the one you played, not just the police scanners, but other witnesses have come out saying there were four men shooting. It was coordinated in black uniforms, black head-to-toe dress. Now, how does this work? You have someone who's part of the PSYOP team, who thinks they're taking part in a drill. They have drills that are secret, where you're seeing if you can face a joint and seeing if police respond, or seeing if you can get weapons through an airport, or seeing if you can get on board and hijack. We know they were running drills out of the Pentagon with the 9/11 hijackers who were training U.S. bases. And it all came out in the news. But all of that is just ignored. So they get their own agents, just like 7-7 in London, that it turned out was a staged event with a drill, and a SWAT that was MI6 set up the guys. They thought they were taking part in a drill. A fourth group figured it out, ran, got machine gunned at Canary Wharf, and it came out in the news. It's always the same MO, over and over again. So they follow a playbook. If there was a drill, and that's what all the neighbors and locals and witnesses are saying, it's all over the news. If there was a drill, police driving around, all this activity, just like with the Madrid bombs, and it came out that that was a government op, and the government got removed in Spain over the Madrid bombings. Remember that. Look it up, folks. But they blew up an apartment building to get rid of the patsies. They drug them, they shoot them, or they bombed the patsies. Just like Lee Harvey Oswald, just like McVeigh had a top Army psychological warfare chief over him, the number two guy in psych warfare in all of U.S. history, Jolly and West, the main protege under Ewan Cameron. Write these names down, police and military. Look it up. You're going to understand this is real. Now, the timing. Five bills to ban all semi-autos, the possession of them, to ban clips above 10 rounds, to register ammo when you buy it at the store, to ban online sales. It's all happening and racing through Congress. The UN treaty is not dead. It's just held gone after crazy police and arrested him, but that had been expunged. So, again, there's no way an Army psychological warfare expert, officer, mid-level, would not know what Sikhs were if he went crazy. He'd go to a mosque and kill people if he really, you know, bought all the Kool-Aid and the propaganda. When they're actually funding Al-Qaeda to create the clash of civilizations.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Kurt Nemo's working on an article right now that is shows the links between the shooter and the FBI-run National Alliance. Apparently, the Southern Poverty Law Center is linking the shooter, Wade Michael Page, to the National Alliance, which is, you know, a neo-Nazi group, but it's controlled by the FBI, as you know. That's been reported.
I said that last night. I said, if I have to profile this, they're going to blame it on a white supremacist. And again, I'm not tooting my horn. I know what I'm talking about because they follow a script. The Southern Poverty Law Center, it turned out in federal documents, was running the LA City Center with the white supremacists that McVay was at. Not infiltrating it, running it. So listen, here's the bottom line. I'm going to get off mic. Here's the bottom line for everybody. There is no doubt in my mind, because, I mean, I go with what I really believe. I don't just say it's an inside job to say it. This thing has all the hallmarks of a sloppy false flag where they killed one of their own people in the drill, or a police officer responded so quick, he killed one of the black op teams. We don't know, but it's leaning towards the whole thing's a setup completely, a pure manufactured event. This is Operation Gladio being implemented inside the United States. This is also known as the NATO option. Write this down. NATO option, Operation Gladio. We sell a book by a professor who's an expert on it at Infowars.com, breaking it down in the shop area. You know, the film, A Noble Lie, all of this. We've been telling you since Noble Lie came out. Why am I promoting that film? Because it's the same playbook the Justice Department that's put. If they stage the false flag event, ladies and gentlemen, if they would stage the false flag event of Fast and Furious, they would stage anything. This is the October surprise. This is how Obama plans to stay in power. This is how they plan to go after domestic groups. This is, remember 2 months ago, our insiders told us they were going to launch TSM, the streets nationwide, not just select areas. Now it's happening. Now they're saying mall shootings. They've hit it. I said churches, police departments, malls, movie theaters. It's everything that the TSA is rolling out in their training videos. They are coming for us all. This is a staged event. You better believe it. My gut tells me 100%. Again, I'm ranting here, ladies and gentlemen, because the magnitude of this. Police. We've had police call in, and the FBI's asked them and the ATF to sneak a bomb to the airport. And they've been smart enough in Texas to say no, including Robert Mueller Airport, where they've set up this weird base now and it's training drills, and it's not even an airport anymore. But they want them to do a drill practicing to take one in there where they do this SWAT team training. They tried it up in Dallas at DFW. This is the type of stuff that's going on. 95% of the time, the drill is real and doesn't take place. But every time they do it, there's a drill, and then they will set you up, ladies and gentlemen. And they want to start persecuting the military and police, and they have set up the narrative. Imagine how ridiculous the narrative is, that the veterans are going to come home and kill everybody. That's because they know they're going to start gun confiscation, and veterans will fight back. So the only group they know that may resist the banker takeover is the military and veterans. So they're preparing to turn Homeland Security completely against you. That was always the plan. This is a day-to-day situation. I repeat, witnesses, the police scanners, the head of the Sikh church are all saying there were people there. There were men in uniforms. There were cars driving around. There were four shooters. This is the truth. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. It's all happening leading up to the election. They're probably going to blow up federal buildings next. They're going to blame it on us. They're not playing games. These are criminals that ship 20,000 guns and aggregates to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Mike Adams, what do you make of this?
I concur with you, Alex. I think this is just the beginning. I think that the pattern is very clear now, and you just mentioned you think maybe they're going to try to stage blowing up federal buildings. I certainly wouldn't put that out of their reach. I think they could be looking to do something even bigger. I've written about this too. And look, something bigger like a dirty bomb nuclear attack in a major U.S. city, for example.
So they can pose as the saviors and take over.
Exactly.
And look at all the scripting. Remember this, and then I'll let you go back to your work. They've written all these memos and news articles how there's going to be giant terrorists. Flaminoffs.
Oh, yeah. It's and look, the worse Obama gets in the polls, the more desperate his controllers are to make sure that he is perceived as a hero so that he wins.
Exactly. Notice how this is not Fast and Furious out of the news. Notice how this is what knocked Al-Qaeda, openly being brought in by our criminal government in Syria. It's knocking it all out of the news by design. Mike Adams, God bless you. Hey, every time I take off, I just take care of a bunch of other work I've got to do when these big events happen. We should get police and military. I know we have a lot of former and current PSYOP people listening. Folks, would a PSYOP officer go into a Sikh area and shoot them? See, the reason this is a PSYOP is they want to stop making it the Muslims, the reason they're taking our liberty. They said they're changing the script to domestic groups. This is all done and aimed at an unconscious population. So now they need to shift it over to right-wing groups. I mean, this whole thing is tailored, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, Mike Adams. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you, too, Alex. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the analysis. So, folks, if you want more from Alex, check out his video on YouTube. And we're going to continue bringing you more details right here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in today for Alex. And it's crazy. It seems like every time that I'm guest hosting and that Alex is not here, some big breaking news happens hours before. And then, you know, we end up reworking the entire show. We were going to be talking today to a vaccine rights attorney, Alan Phillips, for example. And we asked to reschedule him because, again, of this breaking news that's happening right now. But going over the big points, once again, as Alex just told us, this is a pattern. This is indicative of the Gladio Project, the NATO option of staging these false flag events in order to create the reaction in the hearts and minds of the public to be against the selected target group, which in this case is the veterans. They want the people not to trust veterans because it's probably only veterans. Well, and maybe a few others, but for sure, veterans who are willing to stand up against tyranny and actually follow their oath of protecting the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So veterans are in the crosshairs of being demonized. The Second Amendment is being demonized. There is a mass. It's almost like a cult now that has taken over the mass media to try to demonize everybody and make blame everyone for the actions of this one individual, which might have actually been a team of tactical shooters with a specific agenda. But look at this. CNN just played the song "Only the Good Die Young" by Billy Joel, following a segment about the Sikh temple shootings. So remember, CNN, this is, remember 8 days ago, they played the song Stupid Girls, right before a story about former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Now they're playing the song Only the Good Die Young when covering the Sikh shooting. So that's the kind of sick sense of the culture of death that these people at CNN have. It's just sick, terrible human beings who pretend to bring people the news. Let's go now. We've only got a short segment here before we go to break, but Mark is on the air, former police and military from Texas. Mark, we've only got a minute, so I want to keep you over, but what are your comments on the situation, sir? Go ahead.
Yeah, my comments are this. I think that this guy was probably processed out secretly, and I don't believe he ever actually was processed out, kind of like I think happened with McVeigh and possibly even with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
This is a black op. There's no question about it. I would like to tell people all around the country, listen to people like Alex Jones. Even a regular talk show are afraid to cover this. Fox News, forget it. Just like the mainstream media. Nobody wants to cover this. I've put the pieces together. And one other thing, too, about the Sikhs. A lot of people don't understand. A white supremacist have nothing against people like the Sikhs because they believe they're basically Indo-Europeans who migrated to India. They're basically remnants of Alexander the Great. So this is not the extreme right-wing thing. This is no doubt the government taking advantage of the stupidity, what they think of the stupidity of the American people and the complacency of the prostitute press.
Well, sure. They know that people are going to buy into this. They buy into anything that they're told repeatedly over and over again in a hypnotic tone. I mean, the whole thing is a psychological operation, which is, of course, what this shooter was reportedly trained in. Now, you just said that maybe he was still part of the military, secretly taken out of the military, but still connected to it. We got to go to break, but I want you to hold on because I want to ask you, are you aware of other examples of that happening where they're still working for a secret group within the military, even though officially they're no longer part of it? So stay with us, Mark from Texas, as we go to break. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show for more details of this event. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Show Mike Adams filling in for Alex as we continue to break down the details of this shooting in Oak Park at the Sikh Temple in Milwaukee. This looks like it fits the pattern of another staged event, and we've got some more details coming in here. This is thanks to a blogger, and by the way, we're gonna go back to the caller here in just a second, but turns out that one of the people shot was linked to the film Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. That is like the name of the star, the constellation star. the dog star. He was the director's father, and his name is Arm Kaleka. The serious filmmaker Arm Kaleka's father was killed at the Sikh temple. So Arm Kaleka himself was not a victim, but his father was a victim. Now, Arm Kaleka, and this is just coming in to me here. This is the first time I'm hearing this. He is working on a movie that is, what, in Race Against Timeline for False Flag Alien Invasion? I gotta learn more about what this is all about. This was posted by Dr. Greer on Dr. Greer's blog. I'm going to get into more of this, but apparently this is something about the Disclosure Project and some kind of a cover-up. You know how the media has been pushing this you know, alien invasion agenda for a long time? Apparently this was a film being worked on by Kaleka that is investigating this issue, the false flag alien invasion. I don't know. I'm going to have to get into that to get more details. But his father reportedly killed in this shooting. So let's start connecting the dots. Again, a lot of this, folks, this is just breaking. So we don't know the full picture yet. What we're doing is collecting data points now. And we're going to start connecting those data points, filtering out things that don't get confirmed or that don't add up, and then putting together the pieces of the puzzle that do add up to create the collage of reality, which is the false flag agenda behind all of these shootings. At least that is what looks likely. We don't have 100% proof of it yet. There's still a chance that this is just truly some lone psychotic shooter suffering from the side effects of psychiatric drugs. That's still a possibility. But the evidence is pointing more and more toward a staged event. We've got witnesses reporting multiple shooters and then a vehicle leaving the scene with those shooters. We've got his background in the military, in psychological operations. A lot of that coming out. Now, the caller on the line, Mark from Texas, are you still with us?
I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further thoughts?
Yeah, look, I was not in military intelligence, okay, but I did know people that were in the CID, that's Criminal Investigation Division of the military police and intelligence, that stated would definitely the military had plans for some kind of if anything broke out in civil society and the military would take control. And I, as far as the black ops businesses, this is just basically I'm using common sense. Every time something big happens, it seems like it's an ex-Marine like Lee Harvey Oswald who supposedly defected to the Soviet Union, then came back. Nobody knew anything about the guy until he blows away to the President of the United States.
So no, that's where they're able to recruit people easily. It's Jason Bourne. Are you ready to serve your country, soldier? Yes, sir. Here come the chemicals. Here come the shock therapy. Now you're a multiple personality agent. Thank you for your call, Mark. Good information. Much more straight ahead. We'll be back in 1 minute for more details. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.